It's on! Gossip Hours on! Stop what you're doing and tune into The Night Show, only here on TFM.
All right, Night Show on TFM here. Hello, what's up, TP here. All right, these days, wherever you go, you're gonna see e-wallet signs everywhere. It's one of the new norms, and it seems like the majority of the population has accepted the convenience of using e-wallet or contactless payment as a payment method. However, researchers in the US conducted research on consumers and their spending habits and found that mobile payments or contactless payment have made people more likely to overspend. It was revealed that 21,457 participants involved in this research, 34% of them have higher odds of spending more than what their annual income is, and 31% are more likely to have difficulty in paying their monthly bills and expenses. It's like, even if you don't own a credit card, right, you can't, you know, pay first and then you pay back later again. But through these contactless payments, some of them actually provide you with an alternate solution to pay for you first, and then you pay back these companies later, which is scary because if you are an impulsive buyer like I myself, it's really, really not good for you. You know, I once bought an in-game feature and it was linked to my phone bill without knowing it. So I don't have to pay it first. I only have to pay at the end of the month. And at the end, when I received the bill, I spent over 200 ringgit on the game, which, ironically, I stopped playing because I felt like I was getting out of control. So if you're like me, then it's better to not use the pay later features. Really, really dangerous. CFM.